In the first reading today, we hear once again about the wisdom of God. And that wisdom of God, St. Paul tells us in to the Corinthians, is Jesus Christ. He is the wisdom of God. And that wisdom, as we heard, has made his abode in Jerusalem. Now this becomes critically important when we look not just at the fact that the Jewish people are the chosen people of God in the Old Testament, but it becomes critical for us even as we listen to the gospel reading. Where was Jesus firmly planted? In Jerusalem, on the cross. And it was there that Our Lady obviously was right next to him as she stood by his cross. And so it is from the holy city then that all that grace is going to come out to us. The church now is the new Jerusalem, founded at Calvary. And so we look then to the church as the means for all the graces. God alone can give grace. He has chosen to give every single grace that he will give to the world through our Blessed Lady. She is the mediatrix of all graces, and he has chosen to give them through the church. So all of them go through Our Lady, then they come to us through the church, whether that's through the sacraments, whether it's through our prayers, whether it's through whatever means we're going to be using to be able to grow in holiness. All of those graces flow ultimately from Calvary, from the Lord's abode in Jerusalem. And what is important for us is to recognize that we can therefore never take our focus off of that. That is where God has chosen to make his abode, right there on the cross. So our focus must always stay there. It's easy for us to get off on this and that and the other thing, and of course looking at the cross isn't always very fun. And yet at the same time we recognize if that's where salvation comes from, if that's where truth is coming from, if that's where grace is flowing from, that's where we need to be. And so if we're there at the cross, our Lord is giving the grace, he's giving it through his Blessed Mother, he can give it right to us, we're right there. We're right there at the source of all grace. We're right there at the place where the wisdom of God has chosen to come to us and to be able to show us how we are called to be children of God. Because that's what our Lord himself has done. The Son of God lived this and gave us that example. Our Blessed Lady, united with our Lord, gives us that example. And both of them, again, when you look at the cross, both of them walked up Calvary. Our Lord with the cross on his shoulders, our Blessed Lady united with him. So again, even with her, you recognize there is no other way. It is going that path of Calvary. We know Calvary isn't the end, it is the means. And so it is through Calvary, ultimately, to eternal life. But in the meantime, if, like St. John, we are going to take our Blessed Lady into our own home, which is into our hearts, again, think about what we say right before we receive Holy Communion, that I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. And so that's you know, so we're not talking about our physical home, we're talking about our own self, our body, our soul, and we want our Lord within us. And so we have to be able then to go to be with him. He comes to be with us. As we heard, the beloved disciple took Our Lady into his own home. But if we're going to take her into our home, it's of course to be with her always. But she is where Jesus is. So obviously at this point, that's in glory. But when we look at that point in the first reading, and interesting that the church in a mass for Easter doesn't give us something about glory. Gives us something about the cross, because that's where we're called back to. That is the glory of Jesus Christ on earth, as he himself told us at the Last Supper, that he is about to be glorified. That's his glory on earth. Obviously, his glory in heaven, which we will hopefully all one day behold. But on earth, that glory is at the cross, in his fixed abode, if you will, in Jerusalem. So now, if we will be willing to go with him, if we will be willing to walk up that road to Calvary with our Blessed Lady, we too, as a beloved disciple, can be right there. We can receive them into our own home as our Lord's Sacred Heart is open on the cross, as Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, of course, is open to us as her children. That also then opens our hearts. And if our hearts are open, then we can receive our Blessed Lady, we can receive our Blessed Lord, and we can receive all the graces then that God wills to give us from the cross through the intercession of our Blessed Lady and through the Church as he wills.